Describe a special cake you received from others.
What is the difference between special food in China and foreign countries? Well, a lot of special foods in China use more unique parts of the animal. For example, you can have delicacies like rabbit's head. It's cool that these dishes use every part of the animal. In contrast, some foreign countries have special dishes that avoid using meat altogether, or they might be better known for desserts instead of savory food. It really depends on what the culture is in that particular part of the country. Do people usually cook special food in China? Well, yes, I think for the most part, we do cook special foods for certain occasions. Even though more people are getting used to buying specialties like mooncakes or rice dumplings at grocery stores, tons of Chinese people still enjoy the process of making them at home. For example, it's a tradition for the whole family to make dumplings together on the Spring Festival Eve, which makes the holiday more joyous and festive. Plus, it's an important bonding time for the family every year. Should special food be easily available? Well, it depends. If the special food requires an ingredient that's seasonal, I don't think it needs to be made easily available. It's worth it to only be able to make something when it's in season. For example, hairy crabs are only available in the autumn, which is a signature food for Mid-Autumn Day in Southeast China. It helps make the dish feel truly special. But in other cases, it's nice to be able to eat those dishes whenever you're in the mood for them. When do people have special food, like festival food or food for special events? It seems to me that people eat food that they wouldn't normally eat when they have something to celebrate. For example, you usually get to eat cake when it's someone's birthday. Many people also like to celebrate a new house or graduation with a fancy feast. Besides, you can cook and enjoy traditional foods during certain festivals. It's common that dinners for Chinese New Year's Eve vary from family to family. I think it's really nice having special dishes that are only served for certain purposes. It makes those events more meaningful and memorable. Is there any food in your country that is eaten at special times or on special occasions? Yes, there are many specialties that Chinese people eat during festivals, important events, or special days in China. For example, mooncakes, one of my favorite desserts, are made and eaten for the Mid-Autumn Day. It's also a tradition in China to eat dumplings on the Spring Festival Eve. And in many regions of China, people love having a bowl of long life noodles on their birthday as a good wish for a healthy and long life. Why are some people willing to spend a lot of money on meals on special days? I think it's because they believe it's worth it to spend a lot of money to celebrate something. I mean, people value different things and moments, but in general, it's nice to take your family or significant other to a fancy restaurant to celebrate their birthdays or anniversaries, or even an engagement. Even though it might cost you an arm and a leg, the memories and joy from the meal you enjoy with them will make it worth every penny. Do you think it's good to communicate when eating with your family? Yes, communicating during mealtimes with family is very important. Family doesn't always get to spend quality time together because parents are working and kids are attending school. Everyone needs to eat, so mealtimes are an ideal opportunity to catch up and see how everyone is doing. Actually, dinner is very important for me and my family because it is a rare chance for us all to talk. Some families even have strict rules such as no phones at the table so that they can communicate better.